Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. When I hear the word father, I immediately think of my own father. We probably all do. I think of a gentle and kind Christian man. He was a businessman and a busy member of our church, and he was always absolutely devoted to my mother and his four children. He died a few years ago, and I thank God for him. I'm well aware that the word father can trigger completely different reactions. For some people, it reminds them of someone who was cruel, dismissive and rude to them. Does that mean that we should stop referring to God as a father? I don't believe so. A number of people who've had a bad experience of fatherhood have told me how desperately they've needed to know that they had a father, a heavenly father, who was completely faithful and loving to them. Whatever experience we've had of human fatherhood, our fathers have not been perfect. Only God himself offers us that kind of fatherhood. Now that we are fully a part of God's family, we have the incredible privilege of calling God Abba. The word comes from Aramaic, Jesus' mother tongue, and is a word of extreme intimacy, similar to daddy. How amazing that we can address the creator of the universe with such familiarity, but that's the consequence of being a child of God. We have a completely new status and security. It's helpful to think of our relationship with God as forming the foundations of life. No building can stand for long if it hasn't got firm foundations. But if they are in place, the building can grow strongly and securely. Life is no different. When we're clear about our unchangeable relationship with God our Father, we can build all other relationships and plans with confidence. Now let me ask you a question. How helpful do you find it that you're able to call God Abba? And now let's pray together. Abba Father, we thank you for the love and security that you have given us. Help us to build the whole of our lives on the relationship that we have with you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.